The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jim Gavin is going to be chatting to us, the former Dublin manager, about the Football Review Committee's rules, the proposed rule changes that are going to be implemented this weekend in the Not the Railway Cup. Anyway, Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball is with me to explain exactly what is happening this weekend. So, how many rule changes are we looking at, and what are they on?
Well, there's a lot of different changes to the game. There's going to be 7 core enhancements that are going to be brought to the table this
weekend. Enhancements. It's good branding.
It is very good branding, and I'm sure Jim had a good hand in that. It's been very, very well managed how this has been spoken about publicly. And to be fair, when it comes to these 7 core enhancements, there are 2 main ones that are going to change the very essence of how the game is played. And those 2 things are the scoring is going to change, first of all. 2 points for a point from outside a 40-metre arc and 4 points for a goal. And then the other one is that there will be a necessity for 3 players from either team to be in each half at all times. So you can't put 15 men forward. You have to keep 3 men inside your own half. And similarly, on the other side of the ball, you have to keep 3 men in the opposition half when you're defending as well. So those 2 things are going to change completely how the game is played. And then there are 5, I would view, secondary ones that will be noticeable to anybody who even pays a passing interest to Gaelic football.
Okay, so the problems that Jim Gavin and his committee were seeking to address were what? What did they see as shortcomings in the game?
Blanket defence is definitely a big issue, and I think that is one of the things that has been targeted by both of those rules that I mentioned there. There is a sense that Gaelic football is now being played by the best footballers that have ever played the game, but the product is possibly the worst it's ever been. Certainly in the last 10-15 years, it seems to be a more regular occurrence, these stodgy games of football that are happening in the latter stages even of the football championship. So to try and get away this crowding of inside your own 45 area, that is the first step that they need to make. So adding an incentive for longer range kicking helps that, and also just taking 3 bodies from either side out of there will help that to open up the game more. Jim Gavin said himself that they weighed up the idea of going 13 aside, and that was not something that they wanted to do. So this is what they've come up with instead. You're also going to see changes to the very start of the game. It's going to be 1v1 a throw-in as opposed to 2v2. The kickouts are going to change, where the recipient must be outside this same 40-metre arc, even though players can move wherever they want. You can only catch the ball outside the 40-metre arc from a kickout. The goalkeepers, they're changing this. You can get the ball from a teammate if you're both inside your own square, or if the goalkeeper is in the opposition half. So you can't pass it back to your goalkeeper inside your own half. There's a solo and goal rule, which looks very encouraging, where if you win a free kick up against your man, the cornerback now has to take 10 metres back, and the player who won the free kick can now solo the ball, run towards goal and create a goal scoring opportunity for himself rather than having to kick it to an opponent. And then finally, the 7th of the enhancements, the core enhancements anyway, is that they're changing the advanced mark, which has definitely been something that has split opinion. Well, no, it's just come with a whole wave of negative opinion, really, over the last few years,
okay.
Is that you have to now be inside the 20-metre line and the ball has to be kicked from outside the 45-metre line for an advanced mark to happen.
We're going to get the view of Philly McMahon in a moment, who I think has kind of reservations about some of these changes. But I know you've been covering this on the show, and you had Rory Began on. Did you have Rory Began on as well, talking about it? So what's the view amongst the current crop of players? Have they all been out kind of offering their view, or are they kind of waiting to see how it goes this weekend?
It's definitely been a wait and see thing. Now, the thing when it comes to these interprovincial games this weekend is that there's a lot of high profile footballers playing, and we'll get a much better sense of their view on things when it comes to Sunday, Monday next week, when they've actually gone through this. The one thing I would urge caution on, though, is that sure, the Railway Cup comes with this great sense of nostalgia.
It's not the Railway Cup, Owen. I just want to correct you on that. They're very keen on this. It's not the Railway Cup.
But the interprovincial competitions do not matter. When we will find out if these things work or not is when they are involved in games that do matter. When Jim McGuinness gets his teeth stuck into this next year, when he wants to win an Ulster Championship with Donegal, and how he manages to manipulate these rules, that is when we know.
They'll try and hack the rules is effectively what they will do. If they are kind of perceived to be relatively successful this weekend, will we see them in the championship next year? What's the mechanics from here until the beginning of the championship in terms of the GAA officially adopting them?
So it now needs to pass 2 different courts, almost the central council level, which I would assume if it's a success this weekend, will be no question at all. They will definitely get through central council, and then a series of motions will go to a special congress next month. You'd be less clear if everything will get through at special congress. However, given the figures that have been involved in this, from your Jim Gavins to your Eamon Fitzmaurice to your Michael Murphys, there is a huge amount of Gaelic Games' political will pushing this thing forward at the moment. So we should be in a place where whatever goes to central or whatever goes to special Congress, I should say, will pass, and we will see it in from the first time a ball is kicked in 2025. So it's coming in for next year if these changes are brought in, and I'm not necessarily sure any of these aren't going to make it. Now, there are a couple of other things, such as if you delay a free kick or a restart, the ball will be moved up 50 metres. There's going to be a new addition to the black card remit, such as like holding up an opposition player as opposed to just pulling him down. That'll be worth a black card. They're bringing in vanishing foam for the referees this weekend, for example. So there's a whole host of other things outside of the seven core enhancements that we're going to see at Croke Park this weekend. And potentially they all get in, potentially a selection of them get in. But it is quite interesting. It will change the game fundamentally. Like, we were doing a couple of pieces on the show this week about how the three-point line, for example, changed basketball forever. Now, that took decades and decades for teams to go nuts for shooting the three-pointer. But if you look back through the history of all of these sports rule changes, it's always been to try and create a better product, or to try and create a product for footballers or basketball players in that case, who may be of different shapes, different sizes, not as talented as their teammates, a more inclusive sport. And I think that could be the consequence of this, especially when it comes to that 3v3 rule. The inside forward will be back. You can be a goal hanger again. Because right now, certainly at intercounty level, it's all middle distance running type athletes.
And Michael Murphy retired too early.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
Back. Come
exactly.
back. Come back, Michael. All is forgiven. Listen, there'll be plenty more coverage tonight and tomorrow evening, I'm sure, with Owen and the lads on Off the Ball from 7 o'clock. Finny McMahon, though, is with us, the former Dublin footballer. Philly, you have reservations about some of these rules, or is it all of the rules?
Well, I'd say I'm probably a conscientious objector or a skeptic.
I
disagree with everything, but yeah, certainly I think if we keep changing the rules, we'll have a different sport in the next few years, you know. So I love the game of GAA. I understand people are getting to the stage where they feel it's slowing down, it's more defensive, but that's down to maybe managers, you know, generally focusing on winning with the group of players they have. So we know obviously the current mass defence that we see tactically in the game is very, very negative in most people's eyes. And that comes from maybe Donegal and Jim McGuinness bringing that in. But that's obviously come from soccer. It's called a low block. So managers and players will always try ways to kind of counter these rule changes, and certainly I did, and we did as a Dublin team. So, and I think that's the way it should be. I think it's up to managers and players that should be making the decisions on how to combat these tactics. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at new things. I like the foam as you know, where you're shooting from in terms of freeze and stuff like that. I like. I'm not a big fan of the mark. I never was, but I think they've upgraded it definitely. And then there's a couple of other things. But the key thing for me is that if I was to ask you now, what do you like about maybe, let's say, hurling, what would you say?
I'd say that it's kind of, it's frantic and end-to-end, and there's a lot of scores, and it's a little, that feels like there's something happening all the time compared to football.
Exactly. So there's tackles, there's hits, there's scores, there's physicality, there's end-to-end. Refs are letting things go. And that's basically, that would probably stem from a kind of gladiator ancestral type feel for sport. And I think the more rules we add in, albeit some that we have to, we will take away from that. Like, there's nothing more frustrating than being a GA person watching soccer and seeing a player dive.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing that coming in based off the black card. So we've a lot of this going on. There was a new rule there, if the physio comes on while you're down injured, that the player has to go off. I'd welcome that rule. And I think that it depends, obviously, then if the opposition fouls and gets a yellow card, then you can stay on the pitch and you don't have to go off. I think those type of rules will make a difference. But, you know, you try change seven things, you're changing the sport, the way it looks. And Jim Gavin is a very interesting guy, you know, amazing manager, you know. Talk about someone that goes over the finer details. I'm sure he's done loads of work around finding out what does the general population of the GAA world want. But I just think, again, you have to also remember that if this is passed and this goes through the two levels, then it has to go to club level. And there's where there's a complete minefield then after that.
Yeah, and you do see that even in kind of club level games. Sometimes are ruined by clubs trying to adopt tactics that inter-county teams pursue when they don't have the talent to do it. But I guess what you're talking about, the black card, is kind of the rule of unintended consequences, isn't it? That you bring something in for the best of reasons, and then one of the consequences with the black card is that it's easier for a player to just hit the ground as opposed to keep moving forward, because somebody might get kind of hauled to the line for it. And that maybe with some of these rules, we don't know what they'll be yet, but there'll be some sort of change then to the game or to how players do it because of these rules, and we won't like it.
Yeah, and look, the way I play the sport is the way I'd like it to go. That's obviously a bias towards who I was and what I'd done, but I certainly think if you take those elements out of the game, it's going to have bigger impacts. So, for example, the rule of going 1v1 for the throw-up, it's to stop the fouling for the throw-up. Do you know when you throw a ball in a hurling, they nearly take the shins off the referee? Like,
I know, yeah.
But you know when there's two lads going at it, and there's two lads then jumping for the ball, that's what increases the noise of the stadium. Like,
yeah,
these little moments are very important. If you go back to 2003 and watch the Tyrone and Kerry game, you'd see Tyrone absolutely swarming the Kerry players in their own half, in Kerry's own half back line. They're the memorable games. That physicality, that kind of energy. And even though sometimes, you know, the team that's trying to dispossess the opposition there would be fouling, the ref will give them the benefit of the doubt because he basically hear the noise of the crowd. So you hear that a lot in swarm tackling and stuff like that. But a lot of these new rules have taken that away. Even look at the art of defending from the full forward and the full back. You know, when the catches are marked, that's the defending gone. You don't have to defend it. And when you give, you know, you up the scoring in terms of like when they get more scores for goals and more scores for long distance shooting, that makes you want to be more defensive. I know when the mark came in offensively that we started to look at more ways to be more defensive because it's more dangerous.
Yeah.
So it will counter that. And the other thing I have to mention is goalkeepers. Goalkeepers have been punished by their own ambition, basically, by trying to be not the goalkeeper of 20 years ago who put the ball down and just hoofed up the middle of the pitch. Goalkeepers in this generation are fit, lean, fast, agile, generally play outfield for their clubs.
Yeah.
And now they are being absolutely penalised for being that. So they are not allowed to do the things that they should be allowed to do. It's like, if you look, unfortunately, in the FRC committee, there's no goalkeepers in it. There's no goalkeepers on the committee. Like, I also played international rules in Croke Park a few years ago, and there was a rule where the ball had to be kicked out past the 45-metre line. So the full back line, the full forward line were dormant. I can tell you, I absolutely hated international rules because of that.
All right. I was cold.
I remember Martin Atella called Dangerfield and saying to him, "Come on, we go out and run out for this kick out." I was that hard and I was that cold. So a lot of the full forward and full back line now will become dormant in the game, which is worrying me, because you only get 3 to 5 minutes. If you have to clip all your videos of you being on the ball, it's probably about 3 to 5 minutes long.
Oh yeah, if even. Jesus, not to bring everything back to hurling, I think Owen Larkin won an All-Star one year and he touched the ball for 5 seconds in the All-Ireland final, but he scored 3 points from play because of it. So, you know, you can have a huge impact, but you're not actually involved in a huge amount. But listen, some of these issues, of course, we'll put to Jim Gavin. He's going to be with us later. And then Owen Sheehan, the lads and Off the Ball, will be talking about it after seven as well. Philly, listen, we appreciate your time. Philly McMahon, former Dublin footballer. We're slowly destroying the game. I'd watch hurling now more than Gaelic football. It's been ruined by stupid rules and it's up to the other team to beat the other team despite tactical stuff, says one listener. And Ed in West Cork says, other sports don't need to change their rules every few years. Any sport that does is in major trouble. Gaelic football has been dreadful for a few years now. The GAA have always backed the wrong horse. Instead of growing the game of hurling, they keep pushing the eyesore that is Gaelic football. And we know why. Because the Nordies can't hurl. So says Ed in West Cork. Ed. West Cork now, not a part of the country renowned for its hurling prowess. I will say no more.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.